Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Friends, on this first day of 2014, January the 1st, and we've got Dr. David Newman with us today.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, David. And I thought this would be a perfect segment to start off the new year with, because you're going to give us some positive thoughts on how to lead the next 365 days.
Wow, glad that there's no pressure here. But, you know, we're going to do it. But before I do that, I'd like to do a brief experiment with you and with the video audience, and we can describe it for the radio audience.
All
fair
right.
enough?
So if you want to see this, you need to go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friends, and watch this segment. So this is a...
Okay.
You've got an iPad here.
I have an iPad Air, and all I want you to do is just tell me which way is the girl spinning. Just
all right, so you can look at this on camera.
Well, hang on. You just stopped it. That's okay.
All right.
Let me start it up again.
All right.
Yeah, it happens. You know, what can
you want
I
me
say?
To say which way the girl is spinning?
Which way is the girl spinning? Take a look at that. Okay. Now, which way is the girl spinning?
Well.
For you, which way?
She's spinning left to right, or right to left.
Right to left. So she's going counterclockwise.
Yeah.
Yes, that's because, as you and I have talked, you're left brain dominant. James,
so
I did the experiment with him. He saw it going the other way. He's right brain dominant.
Are you telling me that somebody watching this video, the exact same video, will see it?
Will see it totally differently. Now, I use this in what's called bilateral hypnosis, where I teach people to use both hemispheres of their brain equally well. So when I look at it, I will naturally see it going counterclockwise at first, and then it flips going clockwise. It'll go back and forth and back and forth.
Okay, stop.
Okay.
Which way is it really going?
It's actually going clockwise.
But our mind plays tricks on it.
Yes, the dominance shows up in your side. It's the left side of your brain. That's why it's doing that. Now, why am I explaining this to you? Because we're talking about positive, you know, reinforcement and affirmations and things like that. The reason is because our brains work differently. So must the things that we say. For example, for an individual like you, you have a tendency to be a little bit more logical, rational, and reasonable. It has to make sense to you. James, on the other hand, is, because he's more physical, is a person that likes to talk in like warm, fuzzy details. He'll say things like, I feel this, or you know, this makes me feel a certain way or look a certain way. So when we are actually talking to ourselves, doing the self-talk, mm-hmm. the positive affirmations, in your particular case, you don't like to take direct suggestion, even from yourself. So you do what's called an inferred suggestion. So it wouldn't be like, today's going to be a fantastic day. That's a direct suggestion. It would be more profitable for you, to get the results that you're looking for is, every place I see today seems to be providing me with new opportunities for enhancement and happiness.
That's the way I would.
That's the way that you would think, and you would, and your subconscious mind will accept that because of the way it's worded. If I was going to a physical person like James, for example, he could sit down there and say, "Today, everywhere I look is a strong, positive day. Good things are happening all over." His brain will accept that.
So what you're saying is each one of us is wired differently.
That's right.
And because of that different wiring, we think and see the world around us differently.
Exactly. And what our brains perceive is actually manifested into our own reality. So, for example, we have people that are constant worriers, or as they say here in Missouri, fretters. They fret about everything. What is that really? That's them attempting to take control of a situation that there is no way for them to control it. But because they have a tendency to be more on the emotional side, logical, rational, and reasonable, one of the things that is very important for those people is control. They want to be in control. And if they can't control it, they have a tendency to keep stretching there, trying to control it, even if it's a situation that's uncontrollable. Now, this works very positive in certain things. May I give you an example?
Yes.
Let's say that you're an airline pilot. Most airline pilots are emotionals. If you listen to airline recordings of disasters, a crash coming in or a ditching or something like that, listen to the pilot talk. Monotone, check by check. You don't hear anything in their voice. No emotion whatsoever.
Right.
Okay. That is why they go into that. It's logical, rational, reasonable, very scientific, very structured. Emotional people do very, very well in that, okay, where they're in control. And the airline pilot, for example, knows that if they allow their emotions to go crazy, a disaster is going to happen.
Okay. Basically, what you're saying, though, is life is what we make of it by how we think.
Exactly.
And what we see our life as being.
Just like when you looked at the girl and you said she's spinning this way. Take another person that their brain works a little bit differently. They see them spinning the other way. With hypnotherapy and working with a good hypnotherapist, what you find is that you can balance both hemispheres. And so you begin seeing it go both ways. Okay, it'll spin one way for a little while, and then it spins the other way for a little while.
Okay.
Go back and forth.
This is the first day of a new year.
Fantastic what time to start.
What can you say to people listening to us right now that is going to make this year better for them and happier?
The fastest thing that you can do is start talking to yourself and decide, do I like things more logical, rational, and reasonable? Do I prefer things to be a little more touchy-feely? Okay. We know that. We instinctively know that. Okay, so when we do that, start forming our self-talk that way. Every place I look today, I see a new opportunity for happiness. Everything that I do, I feel more empowered and in control to handle where
can
it's
you,
going.
You can convince yourself.
Yes, you can.
You can convince yourself that you're going to be happy and that good things are going to happen to you, or you can convince yourself that
happen.
The whole world is falling apart around
and
you.
And I'll share a secret. Okay, share a secret with all of your viewers. If you go ahead and you write down these affirmations, which a lot of psychologists will tell you to do, do it exactly 45 minutes before you go to bed at night. Because that is the time that you are the most suggestible. It will come in, it'll process during the night, and you stand the greatest chance of it actually anchoring in your subconscious mind.
So write down good things that you want in your life to happen in your life.
Yep, 45 minutes before you go to bed.
And the fact that you want to be happy. You want to be happy and look at things in a brighter way.
And frame it in the way that your mind will naturally accept.
Okay. If people want more information, Dr. David Newman, how can they contact you?
Give us a call, 888-604-9997. I'm at extension 3. Or go to our website, mohyp.com.
Okay, and I know that wonderful good things are going to happen to all of us this year.
You're going to see more opportunities than you've ever seen in your life this year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you. Tomorrow,
same to you.
Winter Shelter and MU Healthcare. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifan Oyong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Happy New Year to you, and I wish you only the very best. Bye-bye.